Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 6. Entering into the intrinsic significance of the reality of the body of Christ, the highest peak in God's economy, and the top revelation of the Bible. Wednesday Related Verses. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But you have come forward to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the universal gathering. Psalm chapter 48, verse 1. Great is Jehovah, and much to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 and 16. For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. Verse 16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. To the church of God which is in Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, the called saints, with all those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in every place, who is theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 22 and 23. But much rather the members of the body, which seem to be weaker, are necessary. And those members of the body which we consider to be less honorable, these we clothe with more abundant honor, and our uncomely members come to have more abundant comeliness. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Suggested reading. Jerusalem was built on a mountain range. Mount Zion was one of the mountains on which Jerusalem was built. Zion is the center, and Jerusalem is the circumference. The church life is today's Jerusalem. Within the church life, there must be a group of overcomers, and these overcomers are today's Zion. According to Revelation chapter 14, the overcomers are standing on Mount Zion with the Lord. Actually, in typology, the overcomers are today's Zion. Without Zion, the overcomers, Jerusalem, the church life, cannot be kept and maintained. The reality of the body of Christ is a kind of corporate living, not a living by any individual. This corporate living is the aggregate of many saints who have been redeemed, regenerated, sanctified, and transformed by the processed and consummated God within them. By this indwelling, consummated God, these redeemed saints have been made actual God-men. For 33 and a half years, this God-man, Jesus, was a genuine man, but he lived not by man's life, but by God's life. To live such a life, he had to be crucified. The crucifixion mentioned in the New Testament transpired on the wooden cross on Mount Calvary. But you have to realize that before Christ was there in the physical crucifixion, he was being crucified every day for 33 and a half years. Was not Jesus a human being, a genuine man? Yes. But he did not live by that genuine man. Instead, he kept that genuine man on the cross. Then, in the sense of resurrection, he lived God's life. God's life, with all its attributes, was lived within this God-man, Jesus, and expressed as this God-man's virtues. Such a life was there originally just in an individual man, Jesus Christ. But this life has now been repeated, reproduced in many men who have been redeemed and regenerated, and who now possess the divine life within them. All of them have been nourished, sanctified, transformed, and perfected, not just to be matured Christians, but to be God-men. The reality of the body of Christ is the corporate living by the perfected God-men, who are genuine men but are not living by their life, but by the life of the processed God, whose attributes have been expressed through their virtues. The death of Christ is a mold, and Paul put himself into that death mold to be conformed there. Of this man, Paul, all men could see the mark and the image of the cross. His old life was conformed to the image of the death of Christ by the power of Christ's resurrection. The power of resurrection strengthened him to live the life of a God-man. The Lord expects that many of us would be such ones. I do not believe that among us there should be some like this. Maybe not constantly, but at least instantly like this. Many times when I was trying to talk to my wife, something within said, "This is not from your spirit. This is from your old man." Right away, I stopped. Sometimes I would go to her, and then right away I returned. This is because my going was by my natural man. When I was doing that, something within turned me. That was the very life-giving spirit, the pneumatic Christ. The process triune God turned me, and that was in resurrection. Such a corporate living is the reality of the body of Christ, dear saints. This is a corporate living of the conformity to the death of Christ through the power of the resurrection of Christ.